It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. Last year's opener against the Michigan Tech Huskies paved the way for how the season progressed, and Bubba Peters had a whale of an opener. Head coach Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. Last year, Michigan Tech opened at Bemidji State, a Thursday night game on the shores of Lake Bemidji. Beavers won that game in overtime. Persevering for a victory proved to help them all season long. Beaver head coach Brent Bolte.
Yeah, it was quite the night. Really didn't play all that great. Turned the ball over a couple times. Had very untimely penalties as well, where we had big punt return called back. Just a sloppy game on our part, and we got lucky to get out of there with a win. We missed a field goal. We turned the ball over, I think, in the red zone, too. They played really well. They were aggressive on defense, kind of playing the first time. And then I think we kind of wore them down offensively, and then obviously got the big play with Bubba Peters at the end in overtime to get out of there with a victory.
You mentioned Bubba Peters. What a year Bubba had last year.
He was a guy that would do all the dirty work with blocking. He kind of waited his time within the system, accepted his role, you know, around some really good receivers as he progressed without playing. Then him and Sam McGath had a pretty good connection, being roommates and guys that had stuck together, been here a long time, kind of both waited their turns. And you're right, it just kind of a launching point for Bubba, and certainly the trust and the connection between him and McGath. So it was kind of a springboard forward for him at that point, and it was fun to kind of see him catapulted to be one of the best receivers in the country last year, which is fun to see because he put the time and effort to be that kind of player.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.